Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September, we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
If you or someone you know is living with metastatic breast cancer, listen to Find Your MBC Voice Radio online at findyourmbcvoice.com, the streaming channel that helps you get informed and feel empowered when faced with a metastatic breast cancer diagnosis. Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find your strength, to find your community, to find your MBC Voice.
Today is August 13th, Left-Handers Day. It's a day to pay tribute to all those people who just aren't right. Have a wonderful Left-Handers Day, you Southpaws!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8. We're just getting started.
Stand by for news!
News, I'm Karen McHugh. Despite the continuing numbers of coronavirus cases across the state, Florida schools are beginning to reopen. Florida teachers are suing the state to stop it.
Everything they're saying in their lawsuit, which is so frivolous, is completely opposite of what we did. What we did was is give maximum flexibility and maximum choice to the district so that they could protect their teachers, protect their students, protect the whole education community.
Florida Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran on Fox. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy drawing fire from congressional Democrats who claim his service cuts are slowing deliveries.
The new head of the post office, a political appointee, wants to slash and burn. And furthermore, they are opposing the Congress's desire to put $25 billion into the post office.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm sorry.
Who's ready for an awesome day?
I should be. I'm left-handed.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
She's left-handed.
I thought I was left-handed.
I'm left-handed.
See, I'm a southpaw.
Southpaw.
A southpaw means you're left-handed.
I'm left-handed.
It's International Left-Handers Day.
Sinister being Latin for left-handed.
Raise your left hand.
I see you're left-handed.
Happy International Left-Handers Day.
It's showtime.
Oh, man. Raging debates. The schools reopen. Never thought I'd see this. How did Sweden get through this with no lockdowns, no masks, no distancing? Just like we normally get through a flu season. And now they're ready. They're scaring us with the next flu season, too.
Oh, gosh, yeah. If the murder hornets don't get us first.
Yeah. Yeah, aren't they right around the corner?
I think so.
It is 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. Some monster storms came through last night. Can it happen again?
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
In fact, in the 6 o'clock hour, much of East Montgomery was in under a severe thunderstorm warning. And boy, oh boy, what a storm that was that moved through. Well, you know, about 2 miles from my house, the rainfall rate was like 2.24 inches within an hour. That's a lot of rain, and so that was quite a storm. High in the mid-90s today, big heat can produce big storms. There'll be a generous supply of those afternoon and evening storms on the radar today. In fact, rain chances running as high as 70% today and tomorrow. Locally heavy downpours, low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow's high will be in the low to mid-90s again. And over the weekend, not as many storms Saturday. They'll still be scattered, but high temperature up to about 93, and then widely scattered storms on Sunday. So over the weekend, the number of storms starts to thin out. Right now this morning, calm wind, 77 degrees. Incredible humidity, 805.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Plumbing by Luke Wire is open for business, and not because it just turned 8 o'clock. No, they're open for business. Well, you can call them anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on the middle of a weekend. In the middle of Christmas Day, you can call Plumbing by Luke Wire, and they're ready to take your call because, let's face it, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So whether it's a broken pipe, a clogged sink, a busted toilet, a leak behind the dishwasher, Plumbing by Luke Wire will take care of you like they take care of me. It's a no-brainer at my house now. They'll even pick up the phone and tell you that they're on their way. Think about the whole house plumbing inspection. That's where they check out all your plumbing inside and out. And that's great peace of mind when you get a good report like I got, because you know that when you take a trip, there's not some big problem lurking. They're going to fix it if they find one. 264-9666, Plumbing by Luke Wire. Or you can find them on the web, acbylukewire.com. You click on the plumbing tab, and then their Alabama certification number is 84417.
I get at least you didn't leave your phone.
Time now for Wing Fingers' winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is
sandwich.
All right, when you first heard the term wing finger, you probably weren't thinking sandwich, but you can have a wing finger sandwich.
With those awesome crinkle-cut fries, or you can make them gooey.
Gooey. I'm a crinkle-cut person myself. Gooey things and I... it's sort of...
Gooey things and you. And
ice, rainy days and Monday always get me down.
Except at Wayne Fingers.
Let me use peanut butter as an example.
Okay.
It's smooth.
The other day, I made a slice of peanut butter and jelly toast for breakfast downstairs. And later on, I'm noticing, because my glasses, I couldn't get them clean, and I realized some little droplet of peanut butter got on there, and all I was doing was smearing it around, because the harder I clean it, the worse it got.
Yeah, it gets foggier and foggier.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, the glasses got foggier. Who knows what's next?
Larger. Oh, wait, that's Man of War.
Pennies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes.
There's a sale at Pennies.
But the wing finger winning word, I forgot it already.
Sandwich.
Have it ready this afternoon. Not a sandwich, the word. And then call 272-9228 upon my request. And if you're caller 7, you win lunch for two at Bob Hauer's newest concept and great food, Wing Fingers in the RSS. Is that a commentary?
Yes.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Oh, good. Very good.
And by the way, that includes a Wing Finger lunch for two, beverage, side, and climate control parking in the RSA headquarters building downtown at 201 Union. It is 8:09 for the first time this morning. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. There are now more than 100,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. More than 17,000 were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 1,800 people have died. One of the lawyers representing Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett, has filed a motion for the judge in the trial to recuse himself. Taylor's trial was initially scheduled for November 2nd, but this motion could delay the trial. And Secretary of State John Merrill will be monitoring the upcoming municipal elections in Marion, Centerville, and Selma because of concerns from candidates about corruption and other fraudulent activities. Now, election observers are keeping a close eye on the absentee voting process. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Duncan Tomlinson present.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
I'm so glad we have this nice backyard to enjoy during the summer.
Your heels look really dry.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
You should lotion your feet.
Guys don't lotion feet.
But your feet look like dry elephant feet. They're painful to look at.
You make it real easy to enjoy the outdoors. Stop looking at my feet.
You should use your sander on those tomorrow.
Oh. Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Okay, it is 8:11, and I am finally settled on a conundrum set.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Studies show that women are more likely than men to notice or be annoyed by this. It's something that would generally happen in your home. So what is this? Studies show women are more likely than men to hear it or be annoyed by it. So what is that? 272-9228 is the number, and we have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Hey, the ones you didn't use. Hand me back the ones you didn't use. Wait. Okay.
I think that's it.
Well, you also gave me the one you are using.
I want to see the one that you are using.
Which one is it?
Okay, so
shuffle the papers.
I don't understand a word you just said.
All right, to repeat.
Is that the one?
That's the one we're doing.
Okay, hang on to that, because that's yours, so you remember the answer.
Okay. I like the second one on this page, okay, too. We may do this one later.
Well, then, when we're done, hand it back to me so I can hang on to it.
I will do that. Anyway, it's something that happens in the house, a sound that women, according to studies, they're more likely to notice it or be annoyed by it than
annoyed.
Men.
That's
annoyed.
That's a key word. Yeah. Annoyed by it.
So 272-9228 is the number to call if you'd like to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
This story isn't particularly shocking. What makes it electrifying is that it made me laugh in the middle of all this crazy news going on.
Okay.
And for those of you, and I have had so many friends who have had to go get a license renewed or a plate, and lines and masks and
out, you stand out in the heat.
In the heat.
Yeah.
You know, people
take your temperature when you walk in.
Oh, yeah. Man. The most common words at the DMV are,
"I'm dying over here."
So a woman named Jane Dodd decided to renew her license online and felt very, rejected when they sent her the new license featuring a photo of an empty chair. They said the error happened because they pulled the wrong photo before saving it to her file. And, hey, we're so desperate for humor that this made national news.
Okay.
A driver's license where the ID photo was that of an empty chair. So I found that electrifying.
That's pretty interesting.
When you need help along those lines, don't forget Mr. Electric, the very best certified master electricians, 245-1566, Mr. Electric of Montgomery.
How many people in this room have the special star?
I don't have that.
You don't
I've got to go get mine I can fly.
Yeah. You have to have that together.
You will have to have it. Yeah, it was originally supposed to be, you were supposed to have it by October of this year, but due to COVID, they've extended it till next year, I believe, that you have to have it.
Because I didn't know they extended. I knew it was October 1.
Yeah. I'm not getting that. Screw them. I'm tired of all this government mandates. Got to do this, got to do that. What's it accomplished? Nothing. It's annoying me. Hey, look at this. We have a board full of calls.
Yes, we do.
And Taylor is the first one up on this conundrum. What is it that women are more likely to notice or be annoyed by in the home, Taylor?
Okay, I think it's a dripping faucet.
Dripping faucet. That's a good guess.
That sounds like a good guess to me. In fact, it is.
Guess winning. What?
That's
it. Did it, man. Nice going.
All right. That's two this month.
Wow, you're having a hot month.
Yeah, and enjoying the Seafood Bistro with a gift card. Hang on. Unfortunately, we don't have a follow-up conundrum for the others, but let's say good morning to James since he's still there. Hey James.
James.
Well, James went away.
We tried, James. You've heard about this coin shortage, right?
Yeah, why?
I don't know if it's people are afraid to carry change because you might get the COVID from it or what. But there's an aquarium in North Carolina that has been closed because of the COVID for the last 6 months. So over the years, they have a waterfall inside the aquarium that's a wishing well.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been throwing change in there for years, 14 years, since the museum first opened. And so they drained this thing over the weekend.
How
just
much
passed.
Did they get?
100 gallons of coins.
Golly.
And generally, you can, and I'm serious, unless it's all pennies, you can probably get close to a grand of change out of a full
gallon. That's amazing.
They're going to be using the money to do repairs and upgrades for the facility and the care of animals. They don't know exactly how much, but I know for a fact that about, assuming that it's a good mix of silver in there, you can get about $1,000 out of a gallon of coins, and it weighs, like, if the weight is like 20 pounds, something like that.
I know you could, well, most people have a spare change. Like, I have a huge jar. I mean, it's really big.
Yeah, I had a for Janelle's first Christmas, she was 9 months old. I went shopping with her mother, and we went to Toys R Us. And the first thing we saw when we walked in, they had this big bin full of Coke bottle banks.
Mm-hmm.
So her mom reached and grabbed one of those. I said, that's a good idea. We'll start saving. Well, eventually, I took over $1,200 out of that thing.
That's amazing.
And
that's great. Is that, that's almost like found money.
Yeah, there were... there's another story attached to it. I took the bank with me and used it to set money aside. And I was room renting in a nice area. And I had come home for the evening, and I decided to, you know, update the count. And when I pulled it out, I knew it, somebody had been in there. So I went, Moira. Moira was my the lady that owned the house. I said, Moira, I've been robbed by a lot. And... oh, well, I'll write you a check. I said, no. I said, somebody stole from this. And I knew who it was. It was her creepy boyfriend. So I said, I'm just telling you, I'm calling the police. I want him out here. Mm. So here's my little Coke bottle banker. By this time, it's many years old. It's even actually kind of cracked and all this other stuff. Cops came over and dusted it for fingerprints.
Yeah.
And gave it to their detective. And I figured... he had stolen about $1,200 or $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a call. They arrested him. He confessed.
Who's talking? Who's this?
And in Florida, when somebody does that, and I was really just estimating the amount of money, the victim has a choice of sentence. And the choice with him was I could have had him put in jail for 12 months.
Mm-hmm. What?
Full year.
Or...
He could, if he went to rehab and promised restitution, he could do that, which is a much better option.
Oh, nice.
So that's what he did. And every month, the Broward County sent me a check for the amount of money that he was supposed to pay on a regular basis. And that worked out very well. And the detective, I mean, I thought that was my Coke bottle bank, man. I was just glad that they didn't brush it off because, after all, there are other crimes down there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Austin, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Hey. Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I got two questions. Number one, I've been seeing on social media and stuff them trying to push this mandatory vaccine for everybody in the country. Do you think that would pass here in the United States?
No. I mean, they may get one. I don't think they can force anybody to take it.
And number two, also I've been watching on social media these posts about the agenda for the New World Order or whatnot is to try to make it here in America how it is in China. Do you think that would happen?
No, I don't. That's why we have the Second Amendment, to make sure it doesn't. Thank you for the call. I'm going to post a column from our buddy David Blackman, who joins the afternoon show on Tuesday, and he's with us Saturday Morning Live, who's got a very ominous column based on an op-ed from two former Army people who will tell you what will happen if the election gets hung up like the one in 2000 did.
Right.
It ain't pretty. 820.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
Good morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we have that accident working at Virginia Loop and Troy Highway. Use caution there if you're motoring inbound or outbound this morning. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We also had an accident earlier, Lawrence Street at Dexter Avenue in downtown Montgomery. Hopefully that's out of the way, but use caution there. Elsewhere, we've got a lot of congestion on the boulevard. Pretty good amount of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. But all in all, things are not too bad out there this morning. We're looking pretty good overall. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Trenum State Community College offering continuing ed classes in pharmacy technician and medical billing and coding. Funding available on a first-come basis. Classes begin September 8th. Call 334-799-6556. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Wiley Poundstone didn't bring us any worm-infested figs, but he did.
No.
We had that drunk on the lawnmower.
Right.
In fact, if you just joined us, this is a true story. Guess what state? Florida. Got pulled over with a MUI, mowing under the influence.
You know you're in the road, right?
Was I?
You were. How much you have to drink tonight?
A couple.
That's a couple. Anyway, apparently George Jones had an incident like that in Nashville, and they just put up a mural that is dedicated to that George Jones legend. See that?
Yes.
That's so weird. Wiley, I don't know how you do it, man. You're on top of it. We really appreciate it. Somebody won a Seafood Bistro gift card just moments ago on the show, and now Jay has some menu suggestions.
I do have some menu suggestions. If you're looking for something that is, again, you know, I keep telling you this, do something different for lunch or dinner, maybe. I don't know. What has dinner been like? Has it been monotonous? Has lunch been monotonous? Well, change it up. Get something like the Cajun popcorn, the calamari, the crab claws, or the gator, the mahi-mahi. You can get all this stuff either fried, blackened, grilled. There's many different ways you can enjoy the Seafood Bistro. Now, some of their house specialties as well, with the shrimp tacos, the mahi-mahi tacos, the NOLA-style barbecue shrimp, which is beautiful to look at as much as it is to delicious as it is to eat. The Cajunish seafood gumbo that they have, the red beans and rice, the shrimp and grits, and every single one of these that I tell you right now is going to fill you up much more than what you think. I know you can look at the picture online. When you go to theseafoodbistro.com, and you'll see the food there and think, oh, that's good. I'm going to get an appetizer to use with that. Well, just keep in mind, it's a lot more than what the picture shows. It's a ton of food. Go online, theseafoodbistro.com, and use one of your delivery apps if you want to have it delivered. 1651 Berry Hill Road, if you want to sit down inside the restaurant and enjoy the meal, it's the Seafood Bistro. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. Call them at 279-7500 and like and follow them on Facebook.
Top Halloween costumes for the year, and I love this story here. Something you must spend some time on Reddit, right?
Oh gosh, yes. That's where I get my random facts from.
Explaining that one of his colleagues began a vegan dinner club exclusively for those following a vegan militant. Vegans can be very militant about it. You know, I worked with a guy, my on-air partner. One day he made me. Well, he didn't make me, but he said, it bugged me for real. Try tofurkey. Don't have a turkey for Thanksgiving. Try this. And it's made out of tofu.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
It was wretched. Yeah. It was like eating, what's that guy, that chubby guy that sells that paste that seals everything?
Oh, yeah. That's
what is that? Flex Seal, the Flex Seal guy.
He's hilarious.
He is. But it looked and had the consistency of that, a big glob of that Flex Seal, except it was brown.
Are there any vegan restaurants around? I bet there are somewhere.
There is. She just opened one up here in town.
Really?
And I can't remember. Oh, man. I can't remember the name of it.
It's fine. I'm not. Look, if that's the way you want to eat, fine. But the problem with my buddy on the air was that he thought everybody had to be a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And that
a lot of them are. Those folks are kind of opinionated that way.
Thank God I am not opinionated. I know that rubs people the wrong way sometimes. It's 8:26.
What would best benefit the Millbrook community now and in the future? I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and this is the question that I ask myself when I'm making decisions that affect all Millbrook citizens. Millbrook has experienced tremendous growth over the past 24 years. We've grown from 6,000 people to approximately 20,000 people. Our revenues have increased from $2 million to $15 million. We've worked hard to create a better quality of life, to keep our community safe, and increase economic growth and development. I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and I'm asking for your vote on August 25th.
Paid political by Al Kelly Campaign Committee. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I love the fact that the Sturgis motorcycle rally went on as scheduled. And being sort of independent types, we're not going to worry about social distancing. We're going to have a sneeze contest, which happened. I don't have any information. Maybe I could if I looked just a little bit closer.
Not going to lie. If I had a Harley, probably would go to Sturgis just to have fun and take photos.
You know, when they said, of course, the outraged media, how can you have all these people, never mind the protests and riots and everything else, how can you have all these people together? It's
because they're living freely and exercising their right because they're actually Americans?
Yeah. And they said, well, it's a protest. It's not a rally.
Mm-hmm.
So that changes everything. The coronavirus has never infected anybody at a protest, to the best of our knowledge. It is 8:28 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
All right. It is 8:28, and we're going to have our buddy Randy Burkholder on a little bit earlier because it's a big event in Prattville tonight. We've been talking about it for weeks. Let's get it wrapped up. Oh, I understand you have a special guest star joining you there tonight, too.
I do. I tell you what. And smart, good-looking.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to be there.
Aww. Oh,
see, I see what you did. I see, yeah.
I tell you, with me and Jesse Lynn up on stage, it's going to be a...
That is,
it's going to be a good night.
Dynamic duo. Yes.
That's right. Yeah, Greg, we got a big function tonight. We're going to gather together with outdoor sports enthusiasts and have a lot of local vendors and vendors from that supply me with products and displaying their products and offering specials and early buy deals where they can nail down the products they want. The good thing about it is we don't require them hunters to pick up their products really until they get ready for them. So in other words, we kind of are their warehouse. And that's really convenient because a lot of guys don't have a lot of places to store this stuff. And when it comes time to plant, you know, the most aggravating thing in the world is to be hunting around trying to find the product you want and everybody's out. So we found a neat way to get around that.
So yeah. The event tonight starts at what time?
We're going to get kicked off around 5:30, 6 o'clock, typically right around 6. And you know, we're not going to have a specific time to go to, but we'll probably wrap up 8:30,
I imagine. Oh, we won't want our superstar to get to bed at a reasonable hour.
That's right.
Well, she does have to drive down to Florida tomorrow. Nice 8.5-hour, 9-hour drive. So yeah. It's greatly appreciated, and I do appreciate y'all letting me go ahead and set up early yesterday evening. I am going to run over there here right after the show and finish setting up some stuff for you guys, and then I will be heading to my other job down at Wandering Coyote from 10 to 5:30, and then we'll be ready to go out to Hunter's Night Out. I'm so excited. It's going to be a great night.
I am, too. I'm really excited about it, and it's a free event, no admission charge. So it'd be a fun thing. We've got the guy that killed the biggest deer in Alabama last year. He's bringing his deer over to show off, and that'll be neat.
Awesome.
Particularly for kids and all. It'd be a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. I can't wait for it.
Oh, it'll be fun.
And if you need any information, you can stop by Preble Farm Center. Give us your location, Randy.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just a little south of Uptown McDonald's. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. Come see us.
We wish you luck tonight, and we'll find out how everything goes when we get a full report from Jesse tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. It's 8:32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I see some showers in southeast Alabama around Barber and Coffee County. I see some showers to the west of Tuscaloosa. In the middle, it's dry right now, just a few high clouds, but it's going to be very active on the radar later on today. Just like the last few days, you throw in a little bit of afternoon heating to or daytime heating to this kind of atmosphere, and bingo, showers and thunderstorms will be numerous today. Some locally heavy downpours in spots. It doesn't mean every town's going to get one, but many towns will. With a high today in the mid-90s and triple-digit heat indices, tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. But and then over the weekend, the storms will start to thin out in number. Still some scattered storms around Saturday, high 93, and some widely scattered storms, I think, by Sunday and Monday, but they will be few and far between by then. Right now, this morning, calm winds and a few high clouds, 77 degrees, 8:33.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Here's a story that's just a little disturbing. Connecticut is the first state to fine people for breaking travel rules. This is starting to sound like East and West Berlin.
Oh, I mean, coming from other states?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to fill out paperwork when you get back and
it's almost like, yeah, the Nazis out. Show us your papers.
This is really, show us your papers. Exactly. That's the first thing I thought of. I'm seeing red on the market here at the opening bell. We have Brant McDonald. Good morning, sir.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
McDonald Hagen.
How's everyone doing?
Yeah, you know.
What's going to turn it around today? What do you think? Anything?
Yeah. Well, first of all, so, you know, everyone's been talking about this stimulus thing, right? It's like a broken record.
Yep.
Two sides can't come together. Well, this morning we get these jobless claims numbers. These are the initial jobless claims, not continuing, but the initial, and it was way below estimates. A lot of people were expecting 1.1 million
jobless claims. Oh,
really? Yeah, and we come in under a million, which was a nice little surprise. So you take that data, plus the executive orders that Trump signed to do $400 billion in stimulus and get those unemployment checks rolling again, or the extended benefits, really, more specifically. And so there's just not a lot of urgency now, I think. But the market, to be clear, I mean, the market does expect that a stimulus bill will inevitably be signed, right? But it's just the pressure that was mounting around it is beginning to wane a bit. And you look at this data this morning, for example. So the market, we were off a little bit to earlier in the morning, but now here we are. We're even on the Dow. The Nasdaq is up. That was welcome news.
Yeah,
it really was.
Set new highs. That's what the big blaring headline was this morning.
And, yeah. So the big thing is I think people are slowly making their way back into the workforce, which is critical. I think we all agree. And so you look at all these other stocks, sort of the what we're now categorizing as the reopening stocks. Their performance has been much better of late, which we desperately need. I mean, we really do. All this money around the world has been crowded into sort of what I'm calling like this one trade, if you will, which is treasuries, big time, large cap tech, investment grade corporate, high yield. I mean, there's like $40 trillion all in that one area. So it's like everyone got pushed into the same corner of the room, and the rest of all the financial markets got left for dead. I think we're seeing a rotation out of that. We're sort of in the first or second inning of a rotation out of that $40 trillion into some of these other areas of the economy that are starting to show life again. And
Brad,
that's a very, very good
thing. I'm glad we have you as a resource, because the experts who always make these predictions, they're always wrong. They're expecting 1 million and well below. They continually underestimate this economy, this president, and the results he's producing. We appreciate you, man. And we will talk to you. We'll wrap up today around 5:10.
Yep. Look forward to it. I hope everyone has a great day. And we'll talk this afternoon.
All righty. You too, buddy. We have a guest.
Yeah, I was trying to get a picture of...
Chase the mic. I thought he had something he wanted to say. A confession. Well, I'll tell you what, let's check traffic while we're setting up this adorable family photo shoot. Sparky, we'll be right with you.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Hope you're having a good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. As of right now, we've got a little bit of a problem on Troy Highway at Virginia Loop. We have an accident there. Minor crash, but traffic is backed up on Virginia Loop, and it's a little rough outbound on the Troy Highway there as well. Please use caution when you go by. Around the boulevard, we got light to moderate traffic. Just a little bit of congestion there. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Still a good bit of traffic on the 31s inbound this morning, and Taylor Road busy from Atlanta Highway over to I-85. No accidents into us other than the one on the Troy Highway. Just use caution wherever you are. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Buying a new Toyota has never been easier. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Rich, you got the sport at Braves, the Yankees game again.
Braves came up short.
Just a little
thanks
short.
Thanks a lot.
I'm your friend.
Yeah, you are.
I'm your buddy. I played the Cavalcade of Sports thing because the Dallas Cowboys plan to play in front of fans because of the airflow in that billion-dollar stadium in Dallas.
And this is the first year of the new stadium. Am I right about that?
No, I think it's been open for a couple of years.
Okay.
But he says we can do this safely because of the airflow through the building. What he's doing is he's bucking the trend, and I'm glad to see somebody do it. This has become a real thing with me. And that's not to say, I'm not saying the coronavirus doesn't exist. We know it does. It's just, I'm not too sure I'm on board with the way it's handled, especially when you see what they were able to do in Sweden and other places with no lockdowns, no masks, no social distancing. And then now they're talking for the next 2 years, we're going to have to stay 6 feet apart.
Nah.
Don't expect a baby boom. Sparky, good morning to you.
Good morning.
God, your phone must have an amplifier in it.
It's electric. Hey, get your rim shot ready.
Yeah.
Good news from the Biden camp.
Yes.
They got his brain scan results. They didn't find anything.
That's not even a good dad joke, but we'll take it.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks. Yeah, I had the same exam. Yeah. All right, 8:40. Let's see what's happening locally.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. One of the lawyers representing Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett, has filed a motion for the judge in the trial to recuse himself. Taylor's trial was initially scheduled for November 2nd, but this motion could delay the trial. There are now more than 100,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. More than 17,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 1,800 people have died. And Secretary of State John Merrill will be monitoring the upcoming municipal elections in Marion, Centerville, and Selma because of concerns from candidates about corruption and other fraudulent activities. Now election observers are keeping a close eye on the absentee voting process. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You love hit songs, and you love pharmaceuticals and pain relief. Then you're going to love Pill Pop. Pill Pop is the new music collection of tired hit songs being used in commercials, like Ozempic.
Once weekly, Ozempic is helping many people with type 2 diabetes.
You also get Nazareth, but for Aspercreme.
Doing the things we love can be painful. Aspercreme's triple effect provides targeted relief.
See your doctor about Pill Pop. Download it today. No prescription needed.
Ozempic. Let's talk to Chris here before we take a look at some morning maroons.
Hey, Chris.
Hello?
You there? Chris?
Chris?
Hello, hello.
Hello, Chris.
I'm sorry.
There you are.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I would say that my poor children, that's the only thing they know about that song is that it's a pharmaceutical commercial.
Yeah, right?
Right.
The first time some people are hearing these songs.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a really good jingle.
I mean, really.
I got prescribed one.
I think they need to ban pharmaceutical commercials on TV, personally.
I have to, I got a sign one yesterday that has a spot that's on all the time. I never thought it would be for me, Anoro.
Anoro? What is that for?
Air. lungs or something.
But all
I have to do it once a day. I have to one hit a day, man.
All the disclaimers at the end, though, and that usually you could die.
Oh, man. I mean, that's the... They have to, I guess, legally list all the... And then 12 years after, like Vioxx, right?
Uh-huh.
Like 10 years after I had to take Vioxx for whatever it was, they come out with, if you took Vioxx during this time period, you could have leprosy, whatever. Yeah. And it, like...
Yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah. What about the Roundup thing? I use that all the time.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I guess it's people who really, really added...
Who rolled around in it.
Yeah, took a bath in it.
Hey, guys, did y'all know there was 100,000 people confirmed cases in Alabama of COVID-19?
No, I did not know that we had reached that plateau.
Oh, yeah, it's a plateau. But, you know, the ironic part is when you hear the media say it's 100,000 people, I mean, that was since when? What, April?
March.
May?
Yeah, March 13th, is when the count started, right, Jay?
Yeah, for here.
Yeah.
I mean, you think these people are still walking around sick as dogs and spreading it all over the place?
I've had two or three diseases come and go since they started, you know.
Oh, I know.
Mammoth.
I mean, you know. But I was going to comment, too. Our mayor has dipped his toes into the presidential campaign.
I saw that this morning.
Really excited about Kamala Harris. Yes.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah. He got on national.
Yeah.
Great. Maybe she paid him a visit.
Yeah.
Well, I just find it ironic. You know, Stephen Reed goes MIA on us, and then all of a sudden he'll pop up and be in the front page of the paper. But he won't talk about the 41 murders in Montgomery or anything else.
Yeah, there were a couple more overnight, weren't there?
He loves to be...
Were there?
He loves to be on the national media.
MSLSD, yeah. CNN, they love him.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. We're kind of tight for time here at 8:47. We brought you last hour, you know, Morning Maroon nominees, and so far, can we find somebody more deserving than the guy with the DUI and the lawnmower?
The lawnmower guy.
We love this audio.
You know you're in the road, right?
Was I?
You were. How much did you have to drink tonight?
A couple.
I think a little more than a couple.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Are you going to take me to jail or not?
No, I didn't say that. I said we're going to do some field sobriety exercises.
I have been drinking.
So I'm going to ask you one more time if you want to do these exercises.
No, sir.
You don't?
Just take me to jail.
All right, Paul. Go ahead and turn around and put your hands behind your back.
Talking to him like he's Otis, the town truck. All right, Paul, come here.
Yeah, really, exactly. On a first name basis with the
town. All right, Paul, turn around. I know. Come on. You know how it goes.
Otherwise, our other possible nominees are a guy in Victoria, Australia. He was fined for breaking the curfew lockdown there.
Mm-hmm.
When he left his place because, this is why he left his house. His roommate was having loud whoopee. And he just got tired of listening to them in another room.
Yeah.
So he gets fined $1,200 because his roommate couldn't use a muffler.
A muffler.
You know what I'm saying?
Your muffler. Get it fixed.
And I'm having deja vu. Oh, here it is. This is a woman. We've all probably gone to like a fast food place. Wanting, starving for one item that's not available till 10:30 or 11 o'clock, right?
I know, and it's 10:27, and they're not going to serve it to me? What?
Yeah, like what happens at 10:30? They magically appear out of nowhere?
Wait a minute, so you're telling me I've got to wait here 3 more minutes before you'll take my order?
So a 41-year-old, you know where SUNY Beach in Ohio is?
Say it again?
SUNY Beach in Ohio?
No, it's probably near the lake, huh?
No, it's probably in the middle of a prairie. She went to a Burger King, and she went there at 9 in the morning, but mm-hmm. they had no Whopper for her at 9 in the morning. Uh-huh. So she went berserk. Her name is very cheery. Oh, her name is SUNY Beach.
Oh.
I saw SUNY Beach next to Ohio.
Yeah, okay. Because I've never heard of SUNY Beach, and I know all, you know, I live on Lake Erie. Yeah, I did.
I've had this for 3 hours, this story, and I'm just...
You SUNY Beach?
But there's a... You already said he would.
Yeah, I did.
USUB. But actually, SUNY Beach, more the actual name of the town is Bucyrus.
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 Yeah. And...
Between Cleveland and Columbus.
My aunt had that, too. Did you ever have the Bucyrus?
Yeah, Wilford Brimley did a commercial for that one. We got the Bucyrus. We're going to die.
Died from it.
God rest his soul. Exactly. Anyway, so did either of those beat out Lawnmower Man?
No, Lawnmower Man.
I just like Lawnmower Man. I want to find the video of that. Is there? Because that's got to be from his... yeah, let's see.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, it's him.
Oh.
I'm posting it on
Facebook. Is that Paul?
Hey, Paul. Where's George and Ringo?
Paul, you know the drill. Put your hands behind your back.
Come on, Paul.
Oh, man.
You know you were in the road? What was that?
Well, what was that? I'm sorry. You had a few? I have a couple.
I had a few.
Is that a table in the jail?
Are you guys... Go ahead. Just tell me if you're going to take me to jail.
No, I said we were going to do some field sobriety tests.
That's the best part of what we do. You cannot make this stuff up.
Just take me to jail, man.
So that guy, what was his name again?
Paul.
Paul.
Yeah.
Not SUNY Beach.
No.
Paul will be going to jail to dry out. When it comes to your home, if you have a foundation, basement, or crawl space issue with moisture...
Segway.
Perfect company. Be Dry Alabama.
Be Dry.
Solutions that last a lifetime, and that is very serious. They have the best warranty for homeowners you can imagine, because if you do have issues, and as the home ages and settles, and it's especially problematic here in central Alabama because we have soft soil here. So cracks in foundations are a lot more common. But you want this work done by a company that has patented technologies to solve those issues. Go to BeDryAlabama.com to learn more or call 468-6633. They offer basement waterproofing, crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair. And by the way, you want a company that's not going to suggest a repair that doesn't need to be made, but you do need to find out, because it's something that can develop into far more expensive and problematic situations if you just let it sit. So now you got your place. BeDryAlabama.com or call them in Montgomery at 468-6633. They've been in business since 1958, over 800,000 satisfied customers since day one. And that warranty, by the way, if you have work done by them, is transferable to the next person that owns your home. Again, BeDryAlabama.com to start our final look at the road.
Traffic is brought to you by Brubaker.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We think they're about on the cleanup stages of that accident, Troy Highway at Virginia Loop. We're not seeing nearly the amount of congestion that was there earlier, but use caution if you're traveling near Troy Highway, Virginia Loop this morning. Around the boulevard, we've got light to moderate traffic, a little congestion around I-85 at East South Boulevard. Taylor Road still a little bit busy, light to moderate on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Overall, things are looking pretty snappy out there, so buckle up, smile, and enjoy your ride in this morning. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter has an incredible selection of SUVs, small, medium, large. Choose your perfect SUV at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you are a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application, as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com. AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River Region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You say it's a Thursday. Well, I'm Thursday too, yeah. You say it's a Thursday. We'll make Thursday a good time. I'm glad that it's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you.
This Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 8:56. I asked Joey to join us.
That sound good to you, Joey?
I don't get to hit those sound effects too much now that you're all grown up and out of the house and on your own, son.
Yeah, you know. I'm working at it. I tried to fly the other day.
Tried to what?
Fly the other day. Didn't work out.
Tried to fly?
Out of the nest, yeah.
Oh. I thought you meant taking flying lessons. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
By the way, that pilot buddy of yours was at Baumhauer's last week. He still wants you to... If you're still interested in taking lessons.
Oh, yeah. I, you know what? I lost his number, so if you see him again, I need his number.
I'll get you reconnected.
Okay.
Is there anything in the news?
No, it's a slow news day, really. Have you been watching any baseball?
I noticed that the Yankees beat the Braves.
Oh, is that right?
Not a baseball, like, you know, the Yankees, it's like home run derby.
You mean last night or the night before?
Both.
Oh, yeah,
it brings back memories of a very tragic childhood.
But isn't it weird to see all the cardboard people in the stands? How do you wrap your mind around that, Joey?
They're as real as anybody else.
That is, isn't it frightening that we're kind of getting used to that?
Yeah.
However, there is one thing. The best sound in the world is a well-struck baseball. Ball meeting bat square. And you hear things that you don't hear when there's fans in the stands.
You know what? Each team is hearing things that they didn't hear before in the other dugout.
Last night, I think it was the Houston's playing the Giants out there, you know, at the West.
Oh, yeah, the Stros.
And the Zach Greinke pitcher for the Asteroids was telling the catcher what he was going to throw out loud.
Oh, yeah, but that's all a smokescreen. They're telepathic.
This is what I miss, the sports we used to, man. You got sports coverage at News Talk 93.1 FM that nobody else got.
There's depth to it, scintillating.
It was almost like you weren't a news talk station. You were a sports talk station there for a
while. Oh, when we covered the World Cup, the masses listen.
Oh, yeah. Because you're going to get it. Where else are you going to get that kind of stuff?
Right.
Going to get it on the vault.
No, sir. What you talking about today?
We're going to kick it off. He's actually here, Mayor Al Kelly of Millbrook.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the other guy.
He's great.
I just made a Kamala Harris joke, seeing leaderism. So, Al Kelly, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we're going to get into the speech yesterday from Biden and Kamala. Or Kamala. Excuse me, I still think of the wrestler.
Did you hear the song that we got, the Kamala Chameleon song by Boy George?
Yes.
Feel free to play. It's under Kamala.